T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Lions are, as we know, technically in the hunt of the playoffs. And I don't like to use the P word, but I can't help myself now when I'm looking at NFL.com and I see them on the bubble, you know, a half a game or a game and a half behind Washington.
Right.
Now, Washington is the ninth, the eighth seed. It's 7-5-1. First seven get in. Seattle's at 7-5, and they have the tiebreaker over the Lions. So Lions are really 3 games behind Seattle because of the tie-breaking deal.
Right. They're still mathematically in it.
Correct.
It's a long shot, but there are only 2 teams right now that their playoff hopes have been squashed.
Mm-hmm.
That is Chicago and Houston.
Yes. So this raises the age-old question here in rebuild/restore city. Who makes the playoffs first? Not who's going to win a title. Who makes the playoffs first? And when you look at it, there's right now...
2 teams.
There's only 2 teams to choose from.
I think we can X out the Detroit Tigers. We're hopeful that Scott Harris gets them on the right path and that maybe in the next week or two we see some free agent signings that,
right,
help that process. But I think we all believe that they're still a ways away. The Detroit Pistons. Let's just say they're not playoff bound this year.
No. No. They're in the victor sweepstakes.
Right. Yes. So it's down to the Detroit Red Wings, mm-hmm, and the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, going into playoffs at different times of the year would lend itself, and I'll say this, I expect the Detroit Lions to be playoff bound in 2023. I expect that's a minimum.
Correct.
And so
they better be a legitimate playoff contender, not this on the bubble stuff.
Right. No, they should.
They got to be right there.
They got to be right there as a playoff team, as a 10 win team, because I think 10 wins will get you in.
Correct.
And you look at the Detroit Red Wings right now, and they're not just on the graphic. I think at last I looked last night, they were the last wild card team.
You are correct. They're tied with the Rangers, but they have played
one less.
They played 3 less games. It looks
like
in the Rangers.
Less games, yeah.
Yeah. So they, if the season ended today, yes, they'd be the second wild card team. But there are teams that I believe that are much better than them, or at least somewhat better than them,
right,
like the Rangers, Florida, Washington, that will probably surpass
them. So the question basically then becomes: do you believe the Red Wings make the playoffs this year? And you just kind of outlined, you know, the fact that you don't think
don't
that they
think
do.
So. I don't think they will.
And do you believe that the Detroit Lions make the playoffs next year? I mean, we can have that conversation about the Lions this year, but there's a lot of help that they need.
Correct.
And they have to win. I'm not saying it'd be nice to win 4. They have to win 5 to really make it a possibility.
Yes. I mean, they can still get to 10-7 and be at home.
Yes.
Because if the Commanders beat the Giants, Niners, and Browns down the stretch to finish 10-6-1, and Seattle beats the Panthers, Niners, and Rams to go 10-7 with the tiebreaker, that means the Lions are out because of the Seattle tiebreaker.
Right.
And conceded the Giants will limp to the finish and not make it because they have a difficult, you know, schedule.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the Giants, the team that's got one that has to fall apart. And then I think, how are the Niners going to be?
Yeah.
I still think in this league, if they somehow run the table, they're in.
Yeah, I think if you get to 10 wins, you're going to be in.
But there's a chance they couldn't, which would be really disappointing. Like, if they got the 9-8 and didn't get in, that's okay. I can deal with it.
Yes.
10-7, that's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah.
It would be very tough, and it would be, you know, hey, that tie for, you know, the Commanders and the Giants, like how much does that play into it? That's actually going to be a huge part of this conversation.
Correct.
And you look and you say, well, it's just simply a non-loss. and they're a half game behind both of those teams if it comes down to, you know, the 10, if they all have 10 wins.
I mean, I think they're going to have to get the 10 at this point.
Yes.
And I think it would be Seattle that would be the other team that falls apart. Their defense is terrible.
Right, and Kenneth Walker got hurt. Yeah. So yeah. I don't know how bad his ankle is, but he got hurt on Sunday.
And this is going to be one of those scenarios where, yes, you look at it right now, and if they're looking at this in the locker room, they're probably going through all the different scenarios. Okay, if we get to 9 and all of these different factors happen, we could possibly be in. That's an extreme long shot. If we get to 10, we still need some of these other factors to happen. Mm-hmm. But what they simply need to be focused on is getting 5 wins. You get to 10 wins, there's going to be enough chaos that happens that I believe you're in. And, and you go back to, you just look at the college football playoffs right now. If Clemson had just taken care of business, they would have been in the college football playoffs.
Right.
They didn't. But all of the things that had to happen for them to be in had happened except for winning games.
I mean, taking care of business means they would win 9 of their last 10 games.
Yeah.
Right.
That would be very tough to swallow to not make it.
And also, somebody would have told you they'd win 9 out of their last 10. You would have thought they were crazy.
I mean, I don't see that happening. I think the Jets game is going to be a major challenge. And yes. I think the last game of the year, winning at Lambeau anytime is.
Yeah. There's no doubt there's challenges along the way.
Oh, yeah.
Every single one of them. You get the Vikings.
Yeah, that's a challenge. They're leading the division. Just because they're somehow favored, they are still, who's a better team? The Vikings. Who plays really well at Ford Field usually? Kirk Cousins, for some strange reason.
Right, but
they're beatable.
This is another
they should have beaten them up there. Yes.
When Taylor Decker came out and said, this isn't the same old Lions, right? This is another opportunity for him to go out there and back up that statement. This team to back up that statement that it's not the same old Lions. They can go out there and get a win. I think 4 wins is attainable. I think 5, and because you just mentioned it, 9 out of 10. If you had said that at the beginning of the year, hey, they're going to go 1-6, but they're going to win 9 out of the next 10. I mean, it blows your mind. It's a possibility, sure. And it's much more possible now than, you know, to have that thought than it would have been in week 5.
Mm-hmm.
I just think how much fun it would be for them to get in. I actually think they would be dangerous.
Oh, I think they'd be dangerous too. They're playing if they win 9 out of 10, and they get in. I mean, you want to talk about a team, and I know Greg hates this convert, this saying, getting into the NCAA tournament. They're getting hot at the right time.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
And they're as healthy as any team right now.
Yes, especially their offensive line.
But here's where, you know, when you say, hey, we've got to learn how to win, right? And they've done that with some tight wins. Obviously, you know, the Packers at home, you know, Aaron Rodgers having the ball, finding a way. Hey, okay, not vintage Aaron Rodgers or Green Bay Packers, but they found a way to win. Being down 14 points in Chicago, finding a way to win. Dan Campbell said it at the time, hey, if you want to learn how to win those close games, you got to go out there and actually do it.
Right.
But you've also got to learn how to be a playoff team. And part of learning how to be a playoff team is you get to the end of the year and if you finish 9-8, okay, you look back at the start of the year and you say, you know what? If we had just done this against the Vikings.
Yeah,
but you can't do that.
I know. You can do that at the end of the year, but that's what I'm talking about in terms of learning how to be a playoff team. These young players have to know how costly those losses are.
But even at the end of the year, if you go back and do that, then you say, well, Chicago missed an extra point. The whole deal, it works out both ways.
Right. And I think part of learning how to win is going through what they went through.
Yes.
Right. You've got to have those experiences, especially with a team that is as young as the Lions are. You don't understand as a first or second year player, week 3, having a lead against the Vikings in Minnesota and then losing it, you don't understand how much of an impact that has on your final record.
Not only a player, but a coach. You don't think Dan 100%. Campbell would be second-guessing himself if
absolutely.
That plays out that way?
Oh, there's no
doubt. And that's a learning moment for him, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Our telephone number, 248-539-9797.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.